League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
And welcome back to the Tip TV Mining Show. Today, Charlie and I are joined by a very exciting guest, Glenn Parsons, CEO of Mariana Resources. Thank you very much for joining us, Glenn.
Thanks, Beth. Thanks for having me, Charlie.
Absolute pleasure. Can you start by giving an overview of Mariana and your assets and what you do?
Sure. Well, Mariana is sitting in quite a fortunate position in that we have one of the most significant discoveries, high-grade gold copper discoveries of recent time. And essentially, this asset has come is advancing extremely rapidly from discovery last year in February, effectively where we are now. You know, we've had two resource statements out on it, and we're in the process of completing a PEA, as well as moving to a PFS with our joint venture partners. That's the main asset. It's driving all the value in Mariana. But if we take a step back, Mariana has been, you know, the reason we've got here is really based on a strategy of diversification. An exploration portfolio that we've developed over the years, and we've been an active explorer despite the downturn, and that's really put us in a position, you know, of obviously testing assets and finally maneuvering assets and getting to a position where we actually, for this upturn that we're seeing now, we're sitting in an extremely favorable position with an asset that's actually been delivering and continues to deliver.
Now, this is Hot Maden.
That's correct. That's the Hot Maden asset in northern Turkey.
So when I look at the map, yes, and you say eastern Turkey, I mean, it looks, it's quite far east.
It's far east and northeast as well. So it's right on the Georgian border.
So is it a gold mine or is it a copper mine?
It's a gold mine, 70% copper. We do have, you know, if we look at the resource...
Sorry, 70% copper.
Sorry, 70% gold, 30% copper.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, apologies. If you look at the resource that we have there, you know, as I said, from discovery to now two resource statements with the upgrade, I mean, we're sitting at effectively, if I look at a combined inferred and indicated, we're looking, and on a gold equivalent basis, because of the copper, we're looking at around 3.9 million ounces. Which is pretty significant in such a short time.
And your market cap or your enterprise value, depending.
So at the moment we're sitting at around 75 million pounds. We're trading at around 62p. We are listed on the TSX as well, the TSXV for that matter. What we've seen over the last year since the discovery, we have raised money. We've raised money in February, in October, and a large raise this year. We've seen a gradual increase in our institutional investors. We've seen this. The main interest has actually been driven from the North American market. They seem to understand a little of what we're delivering. Unfortunately, we haven't seen the UK market come in on the institutional side, maybe because we are too small. But I think, you know, obviously this project's looking after itself. The interest is coming. I mean, everybody knows Hot Maden for sure. And it's going to carry on delivering. So we will see that interest coming into us as Mariana.
So what is the development plan? How much will it cost to develop it? You're at the stage of doing a pre-feasibility study?
We're busy with the pre-feas. That's only going to be completed by July next year. On the PEA side, Mariana's running a PEA as well at the moment. We're hoping to have that completed we would probably say it's going to be in November. So sometime in November, we will be hopefully having it out to the market. And that's going to be the first time the market will actually appreciate what this type of project and the grade can deliver in terms of a return. So that's going to be and so we're not really, you know, we're not at liberty to say anything in terms of that. But, you know, if you look at the numbers, we certainly
tell us a little, how do you envisage the operation at this stage? You must have a good idea how you see it developing.
Okay, so I mean, we do envisage an underground mine going straight underground. The deposit actually starts about 20 meters below cover, and effectively it's in the subvertical body, breccia body. It's only 350 meters deep currently, still open at depth, 300 meters.
That sounds very open pittable.
It is very open pittable, potentially, but you've got to look at topographically as well. We are in a mountainous region in a valley. There would be a lot of dilution to actually extract that. And the grade is of sufficient quality that you can actually run a decline down on the side and effectively start doing sub-level stoping from the bottom up and effectively extracting ore. So that's what we envisage. So it is a low capex. We do envisage a low capex mine, and even from a processing flotation perspective, down, you know, in terms of plant.
How far down would that shaft have to go?
It's not going to be a shaft. It will be a decline.
Decline.
Yeah. So, but it's going to be around. At the moment, we're looking at attacking the 350 meter mark, and then working our way back up.
So you must have a rough idea of how much that will cost.
We would envisage around about a 200 million, you know, give or take, whatever, 10-20%, you know, sort of thing. So that's really where we would think it's going to end up. In terms of throughput, we are looking at a big range at the moment in terms of it's the resources actually into three domains, an ultra-high-grade zone. That ultra-high-grade zone is effectively 2 million tonnes running in excess of an ounce and 3.5% copper. So there's that, and then you've got a high-grade zone and then a low-grade zone, and our low-grade zone runs from 1 to 5 grams. So still a quite nice little resource in peer terms sometimes, you know, one would say, but for us it is low-grade. So,
but it's all about the high-grade, effectively.
Effectively, it's all about the high-grade.
It sounds but like we that's where most of the resources as well.
Most of the resources clearly there, yes, it is. Well, with those sort of numbers, there's, you know, around 6.5 to 7 million tonnes of ore. 2 million of that is this ultra-high-grade zone, so therefore it puts it right into the upper percentile for sure.
And how many tonnes a year do you think you could process?
So we are looking in terms of processing around about, so we're busy going through studies and optimizations, but it'll be in that range of 800 to 1.2 million tonnes a year, somewhere around there.
So a million tonnes a year, an ounce per tonne, but you must be...
Well, it's not all an ounce per tonne. You've got to look at the resources as a whole, though. So, you know, on average, we're looking at a 12, on a gold equivalent, around 15 grams gold equivalent basis.
So that's half an ounce of gold equivalent. So you could be producing half a million ounces a year,
somewhere
equivalent.
Which
would probably be 300,000 ounces of gold plus some that sort of order of magnitude.
That's something like it.
Any idea of
operating costs? Well, I mean, we are still going through those. So it's an underground mine. There are some examples around. Probably on an all-in sustaining, you know, conservative sort of type figure around, you know, sort of a 650, 700, somewhere around there, all-in sustaining cost for us. So there's a
$500 margin or something like that.
There is a good margin, and obviously it makes it a little bit impermeable to gold movement in gold price movement in a way. This project really stands up by itself and can take market movement quite happily and still be producing. So it is really a fantastic project.
So if I multiply 300,000 ounces a year by $500 an ounce margin, that's an EBITDA something like $150 million
something
a year,
like
that sort of order of magnitude, to which you're trading at a discount. I mean, you'd be less than one times future EBITDA on that sort of rate.
So bear in mind, we are 30%, we have a joint venture partner, 70%, we are 30%.
You're 30%, right, okay.
We have 30% of that. So, but even on
so
that...
So attributable to you would be 50 million a year, so...
On 50, 60 million a year, maybe.
Very right. Yeah. I mean, that effectively is the investment thesis, if you want to...
That's a... You can say that, you know, on a broad basis, rudimentary, yeah.
So timing, pre-feasibility next year, 2017?
So, pre-feas will be next year, 2017, and then basically moving... So permitting will from that pre-feas, we'll be going straight into permitting. So, as I say, you know, if we are going no open pit, no cyanide, we think the permitting process will go favourably and a shortened time span. So basically, we're going to feasibility studies running parallel with the permitting process, and then going into some long lead time items thereafter, you know, in terms of early 2019, late 2018. So
pre-feas 2017, feasibility
2018,
2-year construction 1920, first goal late 20, early
21.
That sort of order of magnitude.
That sort of order of magnitude.
Do we have time to talk about your other assets?
Unfortunately, we are out of time for today.
But there are other assets, that's the point.
Well, we are busy with other assets in Turkey as well, yeah.
Every reason to come back on the show soon then.
No, thanks very much.
It's been excellent having you again, Glenn Parsons, CEO of Mariana Resources. We will see you next week.
Thanks very much for having me.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.